Recently, you must have seen in the news that there was a snowfall in Sahara Desert. That's because the temperature went down to minus 2 degrees Celsius. And because of the temperature dip, Sahara Desert received rare snowfall. So in this video, we'll try and understand how did this happen. So first, let me show you where is Sahara Desert. So basically, the entire Northern Africa is called the Sahara Desert. Total of 11 African countries collectively form the Sahara Desert. And these countries are Algeria, Chad, Egypt, Libya, Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Niger, Western Sahara, Sudan, and Tunisia. Now that you know where Sahara Desert is, let's try to understand the main question. How did some region of Sahara Desert receive snowfall? So the first thing that you need to understand is that not all of the Sahara Desert received snowfall. Snowfall occurred in the northwestern region of Algeria, which is bordered with Morocco. Now, as soon as I told you the exact region where the snowfall happened, that is the northwestern part of Algeria, the first and foremost thing that should come to your mind is that this is also the region where the famous Atlas Mountain exists. The Atlas Mountains are around 4,167 meters in height, and they have played an important part in acting as a barrier between the westerly winds from the Atlantic Ocean that carry moistures into the sub-Saharan regions of Northern Africa. The Atlas Mountains are above the Tropic of Cancer. Here you will find the westerly winds. Plus next to it is the massive Atlantic Ocean. During summer season, the westerly winds from the Atlantic Ocean carry moisture, and as it moves towards the hot Sahara Desert, these wind collides with the Atlas Mountain range. And this phenomena will remind you of orographic rainfall. Even the mountains of Western Ghats in India acts as a barrier to the southwestern monsoon winds. I have a separate video on orographic rain. You can find the link of that video on top right corner. Please watch that and you will get to know how it happens. Now, when the winds from the Atlantic Ocean hit the Atlas Mountains, you will notice that there will be no rain on the other side of the mountain. This area is also known as rain shadow side. This is called the windward side and the other side is called the leeward side. The leeward side is usually dry, that means very little or no rainfall happens on the leeward side of a mountain. That is why you will find most of these semi-arid and cold winter deserts on the leeward side of a mountain. These deserts are also known as rain shadow deserts. When moisture hits a mountain range, it is forced to rise. As a result, the air cools and forms cloud. Because of that, it rains on the windward side of the mountain. After that, when the air moves over the mountain top and begins to descend on the other side, there is very little moisture left. The descending air warms up, making it difficult to form clouds. Hence, there is no rain on the leeward side of the mountain. Now, as you may know, January brings snow and cold to many parts of the world in the Northern Hemisphere. Even for the northern part of Africa, January is the coldest month. But then the northwestern part of Algeria receiving snow is due to the fact that, since it is already cold in the northern African countries, due to the height of the Atlas Mountain, and during this time of the year, even the Atlantic Ocean is cold. But keep in mind, the land temperature is warmer when compared to the ocean. Land warms quicker than the ocean. That means the cold air from Atlantic rushed in, causing a sea breeze. Same thing also happens at home. If you switch on your AC, you need to shut the door and windows. Otherwise, the cold air gushes out in the warmer region. So the cold wind from the Atlantic Ocean, when it hits the Atlas Mountains, it rises even higher in the sky. And as you know, temperature drops with height. And that led to snowfall instead of rainfall. So the area around the northwestern Algeria and southeastern Morocco, basically around the Atlas Mountain, snowfall occurred. It is a well-known fact that the Sahara Desert is an extremely hot and arid region. Winter is the only season when there is little bit of rainfall. That means it was supposed to rain. But due to a temperature dip, it snowed instead of rain. So you will find snowfall not just in northwestern Algeria, you'll also find it in some parts of southeastern Morocco. And as I said, Sahara Desert is an extremely hot and arid region. This area is not at all meant for snowfall. That means while the desert being partially covered by snow and ice looks ideal and attractive, unfortunately this snow will quickly melt and dissipate, and it will turn back into sandy landscape. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.